Life in some low-income neighborhoods is often hard and sometimes violent. WSHU's Craig Lamont met one New Haven woman who's trying to prevent violence on the streets by containing that aggression in the boxing ring.
Ropes up, 100 revolutions, let's go!
Devon Kennedy barks orders at about a dozen kids who spin jump ropes around themselves while standing on wooden pallets in the parking lot of a boxing gym.
Six laps! Drop the rope!
Directly across Henry Street from the fenced-in parking lot is the Orchard Market, where a clerk was shot and killed last year in a possible robbery attempt.
Let's go! I don't want to see any casual running!
This is the low-income, predominantly black New Haven neighborhood of Dixwell. More than one in five households here live on less than $10,000 a year.
Pick it up, Javaris! Pick it up!
The jumpers are all between the ages of 8 and 12. Some of them are better at jumping than others. 10-year-old Ethan Freeman jumps like a pro.
Well, what a double jump basically is you have a single rope, but then you have to jump high so that it could go twice around you.
It looks kind of fun, but Freeman says this is work.
We're on the work so we could be able to spar each other in the ring without doing any baby stuff, crying or nothing. She's teaching us how to go through the pain in the ring.
They start in on some ab exercises.
Very good. I like the effort I'm seeing today.
Other than the coach, Jornell Cunningham is the only girl here.
I don't really care if I'm the only girl.
Cunningham says she started coming because it looked fun. And she says it is fun.
Sometimes I get tired and sometimes, like, it hurts my abs, but I have to do it so I get, like, stronger.
This is our gym that's only...
Kennedy walks inside the former gas station she's converted into a gym and proudly points to a 20-square-foot boxing ring surrounded by punching bags hanging from the ceiling.
We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 heavy bags.
She's got a lot of experience hitting bags like these. She won the Golden Gloves in 2000 and several other titles since then. Kennedy was hoping that women's boxing would be included for the first time in the Olympics in 2008.
Absolutely. No doubt in my mind I would have gone. And won. I would have won.
She didn't get the chance. The Olympics didn't open up boxing to women until 2012. By that time, she was 42. She says she still would have won. But instead, she decided to focus her attention on introducing her sport to young people in her hometown.
I grew up right here. And unfortunately, the children in this neighborhood, this particular neighborhood, there isn't a lot for them. There isn't a rec center. There's barely parks. If there's parks, there's no swings. There's not a soccer field.
And when kids don't have anything to do, she says, they get in trouble.
So the name of the gym is Elephant in the Room Boxing Club. And to us, the elephant in the room is things or issues in this neighborhood that a lot of people are aware of and a lot of us aren't doing anything about. And one of them in particular is gun violence. Gun violence. And so we are here to do something about it.
She says she's giving them something else to focus on. In addition to the older boxers she trains, every weekday from 4 to 6, she opens up the gym to kids age 8 to 12.
A lot of these kids are growing up without their dads. So what I do is I team with their mom. And I ask mom, how is he doing in school? How's his grades? Is he respecting you? Is he respecting himself? All those things.
As she talks, 17-year-old Issa Hyatt walks in the door and says he wants to talk about signing up for training.
So how long have you been thinking about boxing?
It's crossed my mind from here and there, but something just told me, I just need to start boxing.
Gym membership costs $20 a month, but Kennedy's flexible if that's hard for anyone. She says she knows the street Hyatt lives on, and it's a tough one.
Are you getting in trouble down there?
No.
No? Good. Okay. All right, because once you start in the gym, you understand you represent the gym, right?
She tells him if he signs up to train, he can only fight in the ring. 12-year-old Jordan Cunningham says it feels good to hit the bag because he had a bad death.
Something had actually happened where I really wanted to hit somebody, but I didn't. I didn't because I can't use my fighting for revenge.
After all that training, it's time to head into the ring.
At the bell. Ethan and Jaden go.
As he waits for the bell, 10-year-old Jaden Cole says he has a strategy.
Pretend like this is a pro fight. Yeah. And pretend like I'm fighting for a championship.
Go.
The boys dance around the ring, wearing padded boxing masks, gloves up, and staring intensely at each other. The other young boxers watch quietly from just outside the ring as Kennedy calls out instructions.
Stay in your stance. Stay in your stance and use your jab.
They jab with the left, sometimes connecting with the shoulder or totally missing, sometimes connecting with a right to the head.
Good.
This is the real deal, and these kids are definitely hitting each other.
Time. Good. Good. What do you think you should be doing better?
For Kennedy, that's the point. Keeping these kids disciplined and always focused on what they can and should be doing even better.
Will this save them all? No. But if you save one, it's good enough.
Craig Lamolt, WSHU News.